Blog Talk Radio.
Song London, Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Glory to your name. Glory to your name.
Oh, 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 oh.
Than here tonight if you want to.
When you praise, go out and anybody here ever praised before and saw the results of praising God? I know I have, so I know that that's something that's not a waste of time. You praise the Almighty, oh my goodness, what he will do for you is beyond words. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. And I think we also have my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, are you with us? He may not have made it there yet. So we're going to continue doing what he do. Welcome, everybody. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. And remember, if you're listening in on the chat rooms or anything like that, you must dial that number before the 11 o'clock hour to continue on into the overtime hour with us. Okay. Tonight's going to be open mic. Just bring whatever the Lord wants you to bring and share. You know, it's all about praising him and giving him his. Glory. Being said, I'm sure everybody's got something. You got a piece that you might not even know why you wrote it. But the Lord made you write it for something, and there's somebody that he wants to hear that piece. So don't be shy. Call that number, 319-527-6300. Be sure to press 1 so that we know that you want to come on and share something with us.
Hey, Paul, I'm here. I was muted.
Aha,
I was waiting for you to mute me because I wasn't in the studio, but I'm in the studio now and unmuted myself.
Well, I sent a message asking about, was that your number? And if not, then you're going to have to unmute yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't
mind,
in my message.
Alike.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right, brother. It's all right. How you doing, Paul? You doing all right?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I'm sitting out here in the backyard with the fire pit going again. You know me. I'm a pyromaniac. I got to admit it. I like to see fire.
He likes the fire burning, baby. Burn,
okay,
baby,
fire
burn.
And desire.
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
man.
Nothing wrong with that.
We finally have a night up here that doesn't have the oppressive humidity, and it just feels so good outside. I just could not bring myself to go in the house anywhere. Now, I have an announcement for everyone listening that for the next 4 weeks, I will not be here. But do not worry. Show will go on. Van Meadows has a lineup of awesome co-hosts that love the Lord that's going to be here to share with you, like Danielle. Who else we got? We got Adrian. We even have our CEO, Larry Maddox. And believe it or not, we've got David Mott. We'll be awesome.
David Mott. All right.
Yes. That's a bit, but, you know, some of the regular listeners already know. David has another side that will just blow you away. And I'm going to be mad. I'm going to miss. Okay, they got this wonderful thing called archives, so I'm going to have some catching up to do. But David has a side that loves the Lord, and he has no problem speaking about it. So you guys are going to be
That's wonderful news.
You're going to be surprised yourself, man.
I like surprises now.
I know that's right. I know that's right. That's just a good kind.
Yes, sir.
Good kind
of
vibe.
Yes, sir.
Some surprises, not so much. But anywho, my brother, you came in just in time for me to throw you under the bus.
As always.
Well, I resent that remark.
The callers know, man. They hear it every week. Here you go. Here go Paul. Throwing Van under the bus again.
But I guess I have to continue doing so. Otherwise, they would wonder what was going on. Is something wrong?
Exactly.
Paul ain't get banned this week. What's going on? Are they fighting? Next thing you know, there'd be a rumor out that we were mad at each other and we was fighting.
Nah, never that, y'all. Never that.
I know that's right. You know, God is so good, though. I went to a friend's birthday party last night, and there was a lot of alcohol, and it was his 50th. And he said, no expense to party and bring in his half a century birthday. We had a great time, and then one individual decided he wanted to come at me with some things that I wouldn't tolerate, and I don't remember the occasion too well. But they claimed that I blessed them royally and invited, because I told them, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to beat you behind right here in these people's house and these yards. I'm going to respect them. But we can take it to your neighborhood. Do you need a ride over there? I'm so glad.
Oh, man, Paul out here being a gangster, y'all. He being a gangster.
I'm so glad that God is who he is. Because he made the man disappear on me and say no, and it didn't go any further. But my. We have, I'm saying all this to let you know that the enemy's busy and none of us are safe from his attack. We've got to be prayed up and on our guard at all times, because he'll cause you to act outside of the nature that you're trying to live. You know, there was a time when, yeah, I was all about that life. I had no problem with that life. But I'm trying
right.
to do things differently today. But the Lord still protected me and kept me from allowing the old me to come forth. And I thank him for that. Oh, my God, do I thank him. Because we could have gone completely south. Yeah, so we got to stay prayed up. Just keep your eyes open and use the discernment that he gives us. To see the enemy when he's coming at us. It wasn't that man that was coming at me. That was the enemy. We don't fight against flesh and blood. So I just want to remind y'all of that. No matter who you are, where you are, you can be the bishop of a church. You're still vulnerable.
Indeed.
All of us.
Indeed. Every last one of us.
Absolutely. And he tries us. And the more you try to walk with God, the more he's going to come at you, because he wants to interfere with that walk. But God has given us the weapons to defeat him and to walk that walk victoriously. I'm thanking him right now that he stepped in when I was a little weak and allowed me to continue walking that walk victoriously.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Do I thank you, Father? Yes. So my brother. In line with throwing you under the bus, I just want to ask you, would you bring us in prayer?
Sure,
cover
brother.
This platform and cover the callers and just allow God to have his way and use us as he would.
Absolutely. Let us go to the throne.
Thank you, brother.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come before you, asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, Lord. Lord, we pray that as we move forward in the journey of our life, Lord God, that we please you, not ourselves, God, but you. because it's all for your glory, not for our glory. Father God, we want to ask for a hedge of protection around our Epiphany family, the hosts, the callers, the listeners. Father God, you know each and every day what we all deal with and struggle with. And Father God, I'm asking for your divine intervention in all of our lives, Lord God, that you make a way out of no way, no matter what we're dealing with, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, environmentally. Lord God, you are in control of it. All of it.
Yes.
And Father God, we yield these broken vessels unto you right now, Lord God, to be placed under your divinity, Lord God. Father God, because we would have it no other way. So, Lord, whatever you see fit for us, we humbly accept, Lord God. We may not like it sometimes, but it is your final answer for us. So we ask that you give us the right mind to just fall in line and not lean toward our own understanding so that we can acknowledge you in all our ways so you can continue to direct our paths. So, Father God, we want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in Jesus' name, in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Have your way, Lord.
Yes, God.
Man, you know, I'm getting ready to post a picture. And the event page just blew me away. Now, y'all, the regulars are familiar with my nephew, TJ, the pastor. He's also our family historian. He loves that ancestry thing. He dug up a 71-year-old brother I've never known.
Oh, wow.
He recently dug up some cousins in Florida. And my brother went to Florida, and he just got back yesterday from Florida and met these three brothers who are very closely related to me on my mother's side. But one
of them,
Lord, let me tell you, I want y'all to look at the event page. Look at the picture I'm about to post. And when your mic is open and you get ready to do your post, tell me if you think this man looks like me or not. You know, they always tell you that so-and-so looks just like you, and you look at him and say, I don't see it. I can't say that. This, I had to take my glasses off and clean them. I thought I was looking at myself, but I didn't recognize the scenery that I had taken this picture with my brother.
Wow.
It's scary. This man could pass for my twin.
Wow.
But I want y'all to take a look at this picture and tell me, am I crazy or does this man really look like me? But I'm flattered because he's about 10, 11 years younger than me. But I was blown away. Resemblance is ridiculous. So I'm getting ready to get it in here now. I can. But while I'm trying to figure this one out, my brother, would you like to start us off with a piece?
Sure, brother, I'll start us off.
All right, see? Sometimes throwing you under the bus is too easy.
too easy. Okay.
That's only because, you know, I wouldn't do it for anything that wasn't, that was really outrageous. I wouldn't do that to you. I couldn't do that to you. It might come back on.
Brother. It might now.
All right, my brother. The mic is yours.
All right. The title of this piece is called Deliver Me, O Lord. Lord, I place matters of my heart at your feet. So when we meet, we can discuss those things that hinder me. I will come to you secretly, so you can expose me publicly. The items you are displeased with regarding me, I know I'm closed off to prevent any further trauma, let alone any karma. Father, I yield this broken vessel upon thy altar. Your perfection, no way I can falter or deceive you from what you already know. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies so I can grow to the abundant favor of thine sight. with all your power and might. I'm tired of shadow boxing with pain, losing the fight as I burn with fear traveling through my vein. Hold me, Father, as I release the burdens that keep me shackled and bound. My feet are planted on solid ground, yet I waver because of hatred. Even in all that you translated, your word I believe to be true. My Job moments unfold into praying for my friends is not optional. It is a must, and trust me, I'm not delusional. The affairs of my heart are deceitfully wicked, and, oh God, you know them. Please fix it. I'm crying out to you, Heavenly Father, deliver. Deliver me into thy bosom and show me the ultimate forgiver as I drop to my knees and weep uncontrollably for these things to be removed and I be delivered. And that's that peace.
Amen. Amen. You know, and particularly in this day and age, something like that, man, is so paramount. We need to ask him for deliverance. Between the downfall of society and the morals of society and the fears that are running rampant right now with the corona, the one that's coming after the corona that's supposed to be worse than the corona, and the financial despair that's going on right now. There's so much that has us by our throat, really. People don't know which way to go. We need to ask for his deliverance, his guidance. We need to humble ourselves to him to make it through this. That piece is so appropriately timed, man, that it has to be nothing but the will of God, you know, telling us and reminding us and instructing us. And, hey, he's still here.
That's right.
All we have to do is reach out to him. Ask him, cry out to him. And he will surely and go through whatever you must go through with you. Empower you to go through it. Coming out with, and you better come out with a song on your lips and a praise in your heart. Because he brought you through. Oh, he will do it for you. I mean, try it yourself. That's all I got to say. Try it. Don't be scared.
Yeah. Don't be scared.
We weren't scared of a lot of the stuff we did in the street. We weren't scared. Don't be scared of him. Don't be scared to ask him. I wasn't
scared
to ask that dealer for some crack. I wasn't scared to ask them ladies for some favors. I wasn't scared of a lot of things. So I better not be scared to ask for something that could save my eternal soul. And you shouldn't be either.
Yes, sir.
Because what he did for me, for Van, or for anybody else that has accepted him, he'll do for you. Because we're nobody special. We are just like you. We're all sinners. The difference is some of us are saved by grace because we asked.
Amen. Amen.
Van, I thank you for that piece. That piece, like I said, was it perfectly timed. But the day and age that we're living in right now.
Amen, brother.
Perfect.
Thank you, brother. To God be the glory. Not my glory, God's glory.
Yes. Yes, indeed. He gets all glory. But at least for me, he does. Hopefully from you as well. But if not, we're all in different stages of our growth. So don't think that. Because you're not doing something that I might be doing or might not be doing, or that you're allowing things to happen that Dan might be able to thwart, don't look down upon yourself. It's all a process. It's all a growth thing, you know? Some of us left the milk and we're starting to nibble on some soft foods. Some of us have left the soft foods and they're eating on the solid foods. You know, it's all part of the walk. Can't just ask Christ into your heart and poof, like a magic pill, you are perfect. Yeah, it'll never happen. You still got some work to do.
That's
Nobody
right.
said it was going to be easy, but it's surely going to be worth it. It will surely be worth it. Because when we meet the Father face to face, and he looks at you and says, well done, my good and faithful son, and wraps his arms around you, holds you to his bosom, and allows you entrance into his kingdom. And he's saying that we chose to not engage in anything that we did do that we really didn't want to do to praise him, or that was something that we knew that would please him. Man, oh man, we didn't sacrifice nothing. We got paid way over what we put into this thing. So don't be scared of him. He don't bite. He's just a loving father who wants only the best for each and every one of us. Cry out to him. Okay, I'm going to stop before I get started. I have a piece tonight that is entirely different. My life here of late has been inundated with illnesses and death. And my piece was written from that mindset, and it's called Do Better. There is a not-so-silent killer on the loose, and its appetite is causing much turmoil and pain. It is killing our loved ones over and over again. If you're lucky, you will escape with life still in your veins. But all of its victims aren't that lucky, and the graveyard tells us this is true. This entity is claiming lives indiscriminately. Its sole purpose is to maim, to kill you. Cancer has become a blight on humanity, causing tears and pain, fear and death to anyone. Heartlessly free, tearing the very fabric of family stability. Millions of dollars every year are claimed to be used to find a cure, but I suspect Big Pharma is ensuring cures are ignored. They make too much money treating the symptoms to want it removed from life. Too much money each time you undergo the knife. So since it seems the cure is not coming real soon, we need to take it to the creator of the earth, the sky, and the moon. Let's release the power of a loving God on this dealer of mayhem and death. Let's call upon the Almighty God diligently, need be with our very last breath. Father God, you hear our plan and our plea. We believe you answer prayers, but we now wait to see the power of the one true God in three. Have your way, Lord. We turn this over to you, waiting with grateful anticipation as you do what you do. And in trusting you, we do better than anything we could ever do. And that's that piece. That piece was for those who have family members who have been stricken with cancer, who are undergoing treatment because of cancer, who have lost their lives because of cancer. There's too many out there with it going through this. This plea is that God will show up and show out to make this something that we can look back upon and say, yeah, I remember when cancer was killing everybody, but God stood up and put it in its rightful place under our feet. I pray for everyone and anyone who has been afflicted with this scourge. And I know that if you keep your eye on the prize, you'll get through it with a piece upon your lips. And that's that piece.
Amen, brother. Amen. Whew. Speak it, Paul. That piece speaks volumes. Volumes.
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Every day, practically, somebody else is stricken. I've got a friend whose family I've been connected with for probably 40 years, who has just been told he had stage 3 was cancer in his colon. And then before they could start treatment of that, they found 4 places, lots of cancerous spots on his liver.
Mm.
And it's just crazy. He's going through it. And the Lord enabled me to pray for him. His family's going down to Texas to see him this weekend. I wish I could go, but September they're going back. I'm going to try my darndest to get down there with him then, just to show him support, you know. And we're praying continuously. And I wish that you would pray for my brother Dwayne as well, that God has his way.
Amen.
And brings him to it. And this same plea and prayer is for everyone else who is caught up in that midst. You know, it's crazy. It is so crazy. But doesn't have to be. Don't have to be crazy. You know, somebody that will protect us, that will bring us through it, that will guide us through it. And if it is his will, that will cure that thing that the doctors told us is going to take us out. You know, that ultimate physician, Jesus the Christ, is the ultimate physician.
That's right. That's right.
He has the final say. You know, so, I mean, yes, yeah, of course, I'm not going to tell you don't listen to your doctor. If he tell you to do this, do that. You know, you should do what he instructs you to do, because God also places those people in our lives to help us through some things. But don't ever let the doctor be the last resort. You ask the doctor for his advice, and then you get on your knees and ask the doctor what's to be done. What's his will?
That's right. That's right.
I don't know about y'all, and I think most of y'all is my family in this family of Christ, but my daddy good. My daddy
man,
would come through,
awesome.
Show up, and show out, and have you scratching your head, wondering, well, how did that happen? And like I always say, you don't believe me? Ask him. Try it yourself. Don't take my word. Listen to my father. And I know, Van, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this first caller is going to agree with me about how good our daddy is. And that is none other than Epiphany's own. And yeah. Now let me see if she's going to let me open her mic. There we go. There I go.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Hey, Van.
Hello,
Paul. How y'all
doing?
How
you doing, darling?
I'm doing.
We're good. We're good.
Now, you know, you already know I know what's going on. You know I know firsthand. I have told y'all numerous times that he laid hands on me a long time ago. Okay? You know, sometimes folks try to get you riled, and, you know, the devil plays with you when, you know, because that's what he does. Especially when it's something good coming for you. So, you know, I was saying certain things take place in your life and you got to think before you react, you know, towards them. But it's all good because he still got me. I'm still anointed.
That's
you
right.
You know, I know.
Yes. So, see, it's not just me, y'all. It's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole
That's
lot
how I was able
threat.
To get back in the car with you, Paul.
Okay. There's a whole lot of other people who have witnessed and experienced the goodness of God.
Absolutely.
Danielle, did you have a chance to look on the event page?
I've been looking for it. I don't see it. I don't know what's not popping up on my.
You said the one on the right, Paul.
You saw
the picture. If we look at the one on the right, the one on the right,
the one on the right with the bald head, that's my brother.
That's your brother, okay.
The one on the left is not me. That's my cousin that I haven't met yet.
Yeah,
okay.
I was saying.
He looks just like you.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Okay. So I'm not crazy. All right, thank you. Thank you. I know I'm not crazy.
You said you haven't
y'all,
met
y'all,
him?
Y'all restored my sanity because I had to clean my glasses because I thought my glasses were dirty because I didn't recognize the scenery behind them. I said, now, wouldn't I take this picture with Terry? And I cleaned my glasses looking for what? That's not me. But, like, during the summertime when I'm out here doing these yards, I do get that. I get dark like that. So that's me with a sun tan.
Wow, yeah, he's slender like you and everything. He does look like you. Or you look like him.
Yeah,
he does look like you.
And then my brother's
younger than you.
He acts like me, too. Yeah, he's 11 years younger than I. But he acts like me.
Oh, my. Well, God was trying to do something. So leave that
what you mean? Oh, my. What you talking about, Willow?
I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to just leave it there. Must be nice to have somebody look just like you. Hey, nothing wrong with it.
As long as he's a good person. As long as he's a good person.
Yep.
I don't want to have to go to Florida and wonder if I'm going to get shot because he done did something crazy and they're going to lose.
Lord, Paul, don't die. See, we're not even going to talk like that, man.
That happens too.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, life happens, but we're not going to talk about stuff like that.
Right. I can't wait till August. The end of August, we're having a family reunion, and all of them are coming up from Florida for this, so we'll get to meet that side of the family.
Awesome. That is so awesome.
Their great grandfather, I knew. You know, I knew the great grandfather, and he was a good dude. And.
Okay.
The great-grandfather's daughter, I know, and I still talk to on a regular. That's my buddy in Chester.
Okay.
She don't know these folks either. And they're close,
no.
more closely related to her than they are to me. So this is going to be one fabulous reunion. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And, you know, because so many of our family has been dying off, that this is this has to be the work of God, bringing the rest of the younger portion of the family into play. You know, we're not dying off. We're growing. Multiplying. And we're doing it all by his grace.
Yeah.
So, y'all will hear from me with praise reports about our reunion. I don't know if I can post videos, because we cut up, so I might have some videos to post on the page for the show after that.
I believe
y'all
going to
get a glimpse of how crazy this is. Our reunion is called Bishops Reborn.
Okay.
Bishops is my mother's maiden name, her father, and this is where my bloodline comes through. Well, and dad's side, we're trying to get in touch with a lot more of those. That's the one brother that I didn't know. 71-year-old brother, I never know him.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is God's hand.
Unbelievable. But he knows my nephews from the brother that I did know. And he knew family in North Carolina. He knew too much about the family for him not to be family. So Dad was just a little something. Well, let's go with that. Dad didn't go on, so I ain't going to put too much out there about him. And we got another brother. Okay. Anywho. Let me get off that tangent.
Okay.
But my mind is going so many different ways right now. I got a lot going on. But that's all right. My sister, Danielle.
Yes. What could I
say,
Rachel?
You always are prepared. What you say? What was that?
I didn't say anything. I haven't said anything. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. There are such things called archives. So it'll be too late then, huh?
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Fan.
Yes, sir.
My brother. My partner in praise. What was it she said that I didn't hear that she ain't going to repeat?
I do.
Can a brother give
really,
a little helping hand?
Really? I don't think Dan understood what I said. I wasn't speaking clearly. No, I don't think he heard it.
Yeah, she was. She wasn't talking very clear, Paul.
Oh Lord! I'm glad I got boots on because the stuff is getting deep right now.
Nah, she wasn't
deep right now.
She wasn't.
I know when an L is at hand. I'm gonna take that L gracefully.
Oh, boy, say nothing. I see it nothing.
I'm gonna take that L gracefully for
oh,
now.
Oh my goodness.
See,
I'll tell you when I call you later.
Y'all all do a couple of shows together. See, y'all got a little deeper connection. I'm sorry. My bad.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. You don't. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? It's all good. Ain't nothing you ain't heard before. I called you Racer X.
Call me. Oh. Now, see?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. I
but
thought I had redeemed myself.
Well, you know what? You did, but I'm still a little shell-shocked from
She said shell-shocked.
I'm telling you, y'all don't get it. Y'all don't understand. I never called Jesus that much in my lifetime. I'm trying to tell you. It's all
she
good.
Called on the name of Jesus. Called on the name.
But he answers you, didn't he?
Always. And for real, he couldn't say anything.
He lived through it to be here, rubbing my nose in it.
He just kept saying, "Put your white light around the car. You'll be all right." And I did that, and we made it.
Yeah, you made it through. I made it through. Yeah.
By the grace of God, brother. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He's
good.
Now,
so what untitled piece did you bring for us tonight?
Well, it's got to be untitled. See. All right, you shut up.
Does it have a title?
It does have a title. I didn't write anything. Not tonight. I didn't write anything today. I did write something today,
well,
but it's not for this show. But I have an old piece.
Y'all have
heard it several times before, so I'm going to read it again. Okay.
Sometimes when you bring something up, you get more meat from it. The second, the third, and the fourth time, each time. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this, I learned. I used to wait on him until I understood he's waiting on me. I talk to him every day because I know that he's my friend. But I listen even more so because I know he knows best. See, I've been through so much trauma and stress in my life, but the only reason it ended was that I came to the light. But as with any child, I was defiant and naive and had to learn the hard way. So I wound up doing a lot of crying in silence, ashamed. Yeah, I got chastised, but not in the way you think. Let life screw lessons through my feelings, causing me to sit still and rethink. Man, did I get angry, and frustration was constantly beating at my door. I was literally a prisoner to my own fate. As they say, no rest for the weary. All because I chose to ignore his good word. I held stilted conversations with one who could care less and only gave me their attention only in time enough to watch me fall. I argued and fought and cried to no end, only to learn that we all speak in different languages when we're talking in defense. But I've never had to defend myself or even explain myself to him. Just come to him as I am and stay open to his goodness and mercy and love. And that's that peace.
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful piece.
Yeah. I got to tell you, each time you hear that piece, you know, you gain a little bit more. Something that you missed before. You know, you ever see a movie 3 or 4 times, and every time you watch it, you see something that you missed. You get something extra out of it. That's where that piece is. You need to continue sharing that piece because each time, like I said, I might be stretching it a little bit with this, but just like the Bible, the Word of God, it's alive. It always takes on a new meaning, a new life. When you read it again, I feel that was those poems of ours that were basically written by the hand of God. You know, they continue to grow. They're alive. They're living things. And that's one of those pieces right there, Danielle. You know, it's something that each time you hear it, you get something, another little tidbit. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. And you set me up when you said, yes, it does have a title. You there, Danielle? Hello? Wait a minute. Did they boot me off? Hello? Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me? Everybody. That's crazy. They ran you out. Ran you away.
Can you hear me, Paul? I'm back. She dropped me too.
I can hear you now. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Do I have to call back in or?
No, you good. You good. I mean, I still see people here. I mean, it looks like it was me and Danielle that got dropped so far. That I can see.
That's crazy.
Let me open Danielle back up.
Unbelievable. She got rocked. You know what? Blog Talk is a trip, boy. I tell you. I don't like that.
Blog Talk has been really cutting up here lately.
Yeah, it's been really messing up lately.
Yeah, and I got control issues. I don't like that.
Neither. Thank you.
It just does something to me.
I know that's right.
I don't like that.
I know that's right.
But that's all good. Mm-mm-mm. It can feel some type of way. Well, I can hear you talking the whole time, though, Paul.
Oh, you could? Okay, good.
Yeah, I could. I can hear you talking.
That's interesting. Blog Talk is funny. But I'm glad nothing was lost. In the transition. Praise God.
There you go.
Praise God. Man, I know you thought that piece was awesome. You started
off.
Yeah,
the piece was awesome. Yeah.
And since you finished, you started.
Thank you.
That was cool. I loved it.
Thank you. You know, a lot of people don't understand that it isn't necessarily God that is punishing you or chastising you. But he will sit back and let certain things, he'll let you experience certain things. I'm going to call it experience, okay? You can call it spanking, chastising, whatever, but it's all some kind of experience. You may not like what you're going through, you know, but it's necessary for you to straighten up. When he try to tell you, he try to show you, don't go that way, don't do that. All right, and I told you, go on, find out for yourself. And things mm-hmm. happen when you go ahead and you're defiant, you know, and you don't know any better. You learn your lesson, hopefully. I know I did.
It's like when you stick your hand in that fire.
Mm-hmm. It's hot. Now, he done told you, okay, it's hot. It's going to hurt you.
But you learn.
You put your hand in there. But you just got to go over there and find out for yourself instead of listening, you know. But that, you know what, when he knows what he's doing by allowing you to go through certain things because it increases your faith. And it shows you, well, he never lied to me. He told me over and over again. And every time I went against him, I found out that what he was saying was true. How can you not have faith in something like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you know, that's when we've reached that point of discernment, when those scales mm-hmm. are lifted from our eyes and we can actually see his hand
mm-hmm.
in the lives. There's so many times because his hand has always been there, but we didn't see it.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't acknowledge it as it being his hand, guiding us, helping us, protecting us, pulling us through, lifting us and carrying mm-hmm. us over certain areas. We never recognized mm-hmm. that as a hand. I'm going to keep it from me. I took it for my abilities, my capabilities. Yeah, I did this, I did this. I ain't did nothing.
Okay.
I ain't did nothing that he didn't help me or allow me to accomplish. So, I mean, but now with discernment, I can see his hand in these things. But before, it was all about me.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. That's why things went the way that they went. When you don't put your trust in him, you don't let it go. You know, he learned so many lessons. And people don't realize our ultimate goal is to get back home to him anyway. Okay?
Say that again.
The ultimate goal is to get back home to him anyway.
Yes.
And the only way we're going to do that is through love and through faith. And if you don't have that, well, you got to keep working at it, plain and simple.
And if I could, I would add obedience.
Well, you're definitely going to be obedient. Definitely.
You know. Because he truly is not a genie in a bottle to rub, you know. We have to show him that we truly and earnestly are trying to be deserving of his love. We're trying to be obedient to his will. We're trying to walk like him. Of course, we're going to fall, but...
Yeah, but experience will humble you and keep you on the straight and narrow. It'll keep you on the right path. Got to go through something to get somewhere.
Paul, did we lose you, Paul? Did you get muted?
I think he dropped. Either that or, yeah, he did get muted.
I see you still dialed in and the call didn't drop. All right, well, until he gets back. Let's get you on over to the Praise Lounge, and let's keep this party going.
All right.
Before we send you off, can you let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany world?
I sure can. Monday, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, essentially Janice and Poetic. And that is Monday night at 9. Wednesday night at 9, I am in the love zone with my sexy diva, Miss Viati. She did.
Liliana, get out of the closet.
Oh, and she's open. Okay.
Sorry. Hello.
Hi, I wasn't finished, but go on.
How did she get unopened?
I don't know. I was sitting here. I was sitting here, and all of a sudden, my mic opened. I'm like, what?
See, that's
and then I forgot it was open.
That's
I talked acting up tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Go ahead, La Perla Negra. Go ahead and finish.
Oh, and that is Wednesday nights at 9, and Saturday night, well, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am in Poetic Poet Therapy with Sandman Phillips, and that is open mic, coming in, release from mental stress through healthy conversation and open mic poetry. And that is Saturday night at 9. Did I say that? All right. Yeah. Yeah, but... Did your call drop too, Ben?
No, I'm still here. Okay. But I got Mike's being unmuted, being opened up arbitrarily. All right, La Pearl, La Negra. Get on over to the praise lounge and let's let Miss VIP do her thing. One love, one mic.
Most definitely. One love, one mic.
Hey, Miss VIP.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing? You doing all right? What in the world? Love Talk is really acting up.
Yes, I see. There's some shenanigans going on tonight.
Blog Talk really acting up. I got people dropping. I don't know if Blog Talk's kicking people off or what.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to log in on my phone and see what happens. But in the meantime,
in between time.
What did you bring for us tonight?
It's something really short, so it's untitled. I just finished it not too long ago.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Forgive me, Father. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Forgive me, Father. I trusted someone and didn't trust you. They disappointed me, let me down like a slip. Okay, my notifications keep coming on and then they're knocking me off my piece. Oh boy, I'm having a problem tonight too. But anyway, and I missed the mark, took a fast trip down to the valley. No one to comfort me, no one to come to my rescue when I should have stood still, got a hold of myself. Prayed on it, let the feelings hit, and thanked you for never leaving me nor forsaking me. You never let me down. Every pain, every trial has always led me back to you. See, you're more than a friend. Emmanuel, here always until the end. So I've learned how to love myself because you love me. As always, no matter what I go through, brings me closer to thee. And peace.
I like that. Short, sweet, and to the point. Short, sweet, and to the point.
There you go.
I love it. I know God loves it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know what? I just wanted to say, my granddaughter asked me to write a piece, and she gave me a prompt. She said, with God by my side, I can do anything. I said, oh. It just made my heart just fill right up.
So sweet, so sweet.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got a trip tomorrow. I'm headed home.
Okay, all right. Now let everybody know what you got going on before you go over to the Praise Lounge.
All righty. Wednesday night, La Perla Negra and I are in the Love Zone, and we're gonna bring some sap. It is one night of love and romance. And we're asking poets to write songs to 70s and 80s love music. And then whatever, I just had to twitch it, whatever your favorite love song is, bring it and write a piece to that. So it's going to be a sappy night.
Sappy, sappy, sappy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're doing, just sap, huh?
Well, okay. Got a love of romance.
Right.
There's a lot of sap now.
All right. I got some sap.
There you go.
All right, we'll stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. And wait, don't you got something going on Friday?
Well, Friday.
Every other Friday?
Well, every other Friday is Express Your Vibe with myself and my co-host, Poetic. So y'all come on in because that's a fun show.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. All right. Mm-hmm. Get on over there to that Praise Lounge and y'all have a safe trip. Okay.
Thank you. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. VIP. Next up on the mic, area code 267. Who do we have? For real, the Poet Douglas, y'all. Shana Bosa. What's going on, bro, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's the Poetic?
Doing good, man. How you feeling on this blessed Sunday night?
Man, I'm so pretty good, man. I'm just relaxing right now and, listening to the program. Shout out to Miss VIP and La Puebla Negra, Paul, wherever he is. I'm just, relaxing, man, getting ready to, just fill myself with a little bit of God before I get up into the plantation.
Okay. Glad to hear you, bro. Glad to hear you. Praying all is well before you go into the plantation.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, he's back. Paul is back.
I finally found a way to sneak back in. What's up, Terrell? My brother. Van, thank you so much for holding it down while I was in the ether area. I don't know what Blog Talk is doing tonight, but they cutting up.
Yeah, Blog Talk acting real crazy, man. She ended the show, but the show didn't end.
Oh, wow. I ain't that's a mess.
Yeah, because what I heard was, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. I was like, wait, what?
I never heard none of that. I just got silent.
Yeah.
I was trying to call back in. They told me the host was already in, and I couldn't call back in.
Yeah, you stuck.
That's all right.
But
God,
but
said,
God
I'm
is
make
still
it back.
On the throne.
We're going to continue. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I was saying a little bit ago, he has the last word. As a last word.
Now, for real, the Poet Douglas, man, what you bring us tonight, man?
Before you hit the plantation.
Well, I'm going to go into the archives of my poetry. I'm just in thought right now, I want to thank God for the strength, that God-given strength, allowing me to do so, allowing us to do so for those who also held on during the rough times. I'm just thanking God for where I'm at today, for still being here today, man. And so, man, I'm just thankful for people hold on. Each day holding on. Some grip on invisible substance, intangible something, half a step ahead of entanglements that leaves us spent. Some lose its hell bent, caught up in that web of darkness giving in. In the middle of a dead end, falling like free fall without a parachute, without nothing holding them. Ripcord pulled, it didn't open. So here I lay, R.I.P. in this coffin. Energized, remember me. Take an offering, sing two selections in a hymn. Each brings on memories. Singing. Get it all out. Weeping only endures for a night. Just a few cry for me. But I was down in the bed for me. They hold on. Put it on to me.
they won't let go of me till these delicate little fingers grasp me and let go. They let go when they see, when they notice that Christ is holding me. Half a heart missing its other part in a world dying, and a child cries out, "Where are you, Father God? I'm trying to hold on. Please take my hand. Remove the doubt. Give me clarity that I may see. Remove the despair. It's not wanting here. Take it away. Take away what's hurting me. Erase evil, dying prayer, and I'm hoping that you're hearing me. I'm calling on to you. Please hear my cries." And he said, "It's all right. Weeping only endures for a night. Go ahead and cry, keep the fight, and I will be right by your side. Go ahead and cry. Sometimes you need to clear your sight. Go ahead and cry. He said, open up your eyes and see the light. The sun always brings upon better days. Just keep holding on. Life has changed, seasons change, sometimes sun, sometimes rain, but today, nothing but rays of inverness to shine on a weathered face. Hold on. Just keep the faith. It's all right to cry, but hold on to God. Keep the fight, and hold on to God. You may think that you've had enough, but don't go giving up. It's all right to cry. Go ahead and cry. Go ahead and cry. Crying purifies, and faith will drive them away, but hold on to God. Keep them inside and hold on, hold on. For real."
Wow.
Wow, for real. Wow.
Yeah. That's an encouraging piece. It definitely emphasize it's okay. Those shortcomings are okay. Okay to cry. And, you know, it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. Cry out to him. And it's okay. You know, a lot of people, especially with this macho culture, you know, a lot of people don't allow themselves the luxury to be vulnerable and just cry out. Beautiful piece for you.
Thank you. Yeah, for real. That's, man, your pen, bro, your pen, man, your pen game is wicked, man. And to God be the glory.
Yes.
For the hope that you remind us of in this piece. And I personally thank you for it, man. And I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, thank you. And like I say in this piece, man, just thanking God for better days. You know, we all go through struggles or have come through struggles. We all still here. You know? I just heard your voice.
There you go.
I heard Danielle.
Yes, sir.
VIP, and I'm sure that, you know, one of us has went through multitudes, not just one incident of sadness, you know, hurt, pains, and sufferings or whatever, you know, as a people. You know, there's been multitudes, and yet we're still here, you know. So continue to hold on, regardless of outside stimuli and the way this world is being run. You know, continue to hold on. Continue to hold on. That's all I'm saying. And I thank you once again, Jesus, blessing me with the strength to do so.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Shannon.
Yes. We definitely appreciate you coming through, particularly with that piece before you head off to the JOB. Have a good night, an uneventful night.
Thank you. I need that, man. I need that. Hey, I'm going to have to listen in. Yeah. I'm going to behave myself. I'm not going to flirt with not one nurse tonight.
No, I think we're going to have to watch those cameras at the hospital to see if that one holds true or not.
I'm a man of my word.
What you think, man? You want to play some money on this? Y'all want to wager on this?
I'm not going to wager on it.
All right, my brother.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you go anywhere, aren't you going to let us know what you got coming up with Epiphany?
Very soon. Tomorrow, Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, at Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe, where we chill. It's going to be open mic. We want y'all to bring and do what you like. We're going to have a whole bunch of fun. Most likely, Van will be picking on me and Danielle, you know, and throwing us under the bus. And we're going to have lots of fun and laughs to start our weekend off, and we're going to pick up our pin sometime in the program. Y'all, don't be afraid to pick your pins up, y'all. A lot of them scared to pick their pins up for.
No, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to miss that.
No, you
it's
don't
a lot
want
of
to
fun.
Miss.
That's right.
but it's some work, but it's good work. Oftentimes, you challenge your pen. Makes you step outside your comfort zone, and you'd be surprised what you find when you step outside. This is a show y'all need to listen to and participate in.
That's right. So come on and join us tomorrow night at the Soul Cafe. For those that don't know what pick up the pen is that we'll put some phrases out there. We create poems right there on the spot. You have until the night of the song is over. It's written, and then we share those pieces. And that's picking up your pen.
They make you work, but it's good work, I tell you.
That's right. And y'all continue to be a blessing amongst the people, man. I'm going to continue to listen in. God bless you guys. Love you all.
God bless you, bro.
Baby. Continue to take
baby.
Take your socks off. God bless you. For real, the poet. My brother. My older brother.
That's right.
Hurry up and use that mic.
Got him muted.
Not that he couldn't unmute it if he wanted to.
Got here muted.
Oh man.
All right. Next up, we got our Canadian sister, Lady A, coming through.
Hello.
Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Not too bad. A little bit of trouble hearing the last speaker. Couldn't get. Mm-hmm. I couldn't hear him hardly at all. And Blog Talk kicked me off too, so there's something going on at the.
Kicked you off too?
Yeah. I had to call back.
But I'm glad to call back in.
Well, I'm always glad to be here.
I've got a
poem about music. Is that okay?
Mm. Yes, absolutely. It's open mic. We're open mic. Just
okay.
Profanity free open mic, but yeah. The mic is yours, Queen.
Okay, thank you. My favorite genre of music is the blues. I've loved them all my life, and this is a poem about the blues and how it makes me feel. And it's called Blues Over, Under, In Me. Shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. Guitar riffs snake up my spine, cling to nerves, all mine. Notes speak to the me of me, deep within, infused. We are kin. Body sways, soul ablaze, eyes closed, seeing through the haze. Shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. Stand to dance, muscles, liquid silk, in a blues trance. Percussion haunts. Like the spell taunts, arms raised and flaunts, sultry licks flood, and then they're in my mind. I'm drugged. shuffle groove crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. You put a spell on me, never to be broken. Blues has spoken. Travel portholes of Vaughn, Waters, Rate, King, and Guy, and tears I cry. I inhale Bonamassa, drink Butterfield and Clapton, ingest Hooker's sound. Shuffle grooves crawls under my skin, perfects the sin I'm in. Blues moves my body, it's etched in my soul, and makes me whole. End poem.
Wow. If we didn't know it beforehand, we would definitely know your love of the blues. You know, I like the blues. I like jazz, but I like the blues as well. The time I spent down in Arkansas, all the little juke joints played a lot of blues, and I was in there. And some of what you were saying, I experienced. It was just like the way it touched you. It became you.
Yeah.
So that piece really speaks a lot. I really got a lot from that piece. I appreciate that. Yeah. That took me
back
to Arkansas. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
I love that piece too. I thought it was very, very well written. And definitely
mm-hmm.
can see the blues in you, through you, all about you through this piece. Beautiful piece, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful piece.
Thank you very much. There's nothing, I don't know what it is. Well, music moves me anyway, but the blues or something about it that it just, like I said, it crawls under my skin. And I just love it. Thank you for letting me.
The blues is written from was created from a very emotional time and a very emotional place.
Yes.
So it's completely understandable how it gets under your skin. It touches you. Because it was written about emotions and feelings and frustrations and hopes and desires. And,
and you know, all the music that we listen to today, you know, especially the rock and roll music, from any, it all stems from the blues. It's the root of it all. I believe that blues is the root of all music of the modern times. And it cries out to be heard. I should be a musician. I can't play, but I when I get to heaven, I'm going to be right up there beside Mahalia Jackson. So,
wow,
I know that's right. Wow. I know that's right.
Wow, you ain't playing for you. You calling on some of the great man. Look, man, never mind. Let me hush. Let me hush.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking forever.
Yeah.
Woo woo.
Great stuff. Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
We don't have to talk. We're going to definitely have to talk, Lady A, but thank you so much for bringing that piece in here tonight. It really touched me. It took me somewhere. I love poetry that affects you physically and emotionally.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to send you over to the play lab.
Okay.
Wow. On our way to the praise lounge.
Man, look, man, I was sitting there. I was in a zone. My feet was ready to start patting. Oh, wow.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Man, them blues ain't nothing to play with. Oh, man.
Nothing, man.
Thank you again. Yes. Wow. All right.
Man.
I guess we should keep things moving right along, huh?
Absolutely, before we all get kicked off again.
Okay. And
next,
if I'm not mistaken, next on the mic we have Amelia T. Davis.
Yes, she is.
Good evening, Amelia.
Hey, Amelia. Are you muted?
Are you muted?
Code 856.
Amelia, how are you? Oh, she's muted or her call dropped because she ain't going to pass up that opportunity.
Hello?
Hello?
I did hear. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, this doesn't sound like familiar.
It does not.
No, I don't know what happened.
Who's on the mic tonight?
Well,
hi, this is Marina.
Hey, Marina, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm all right.
Forgive me.
All right, that doesn't sound real convincing.
Calling you Amelia.
That, were you
convinced with? Yeah, she no. She said she just said I'm all right.
I'm all right.
All right.
What's going on? What could be better?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was saying your response when you were asked how you were doing. You said I'm all right. What could make things better?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had some work done on my mouth. That's probably why I sound like that.
Okay.
See, they told me he was going to say that. Let me stop. Well, I appreciate you calling in, even with
absolutely
the mouth work being done. That's some devotion there.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
You definitely
yes, it is.
So I'm not going to hold you up. What did you bring for us?
Okay, so I wrote a poem, and it's called Daughters of Zion. And this poem is to all African-American women around the world. And it's a poem, like a letter from the Lord.
Wow. The mic's definitely yours, Gwen.
All right. Daughters of Zion. Wake up, my daughters of Zion. I have heard your cries and your prayers. Know that I am the one who loves you. Know that I am the one who cares. Though you were created from ashes and dust, you are more precious than gold. Know that I never left you. I was there the day that your ancestors were sold. You are my prized possession and the apple of my eye. So sit back and listen and let me tell you why. Your skin is like a rainbow. It has all different shades. I couldn't help but to keep a smile on my face the day that you were made. Daughters of Zion, take a look in the mirror and tell me what you see. Do you know when you're looking in the mirror, you are looking at me? The way that you are is the way I created you to be. Your hair was created with perfection. Your skin is a covering for my protection. Your lips are thick and wide. I created every part of you with boldness and pride. If they hate you, it's because they hate me. Look at your hair. See how it grows out of your head like a tree. You are created with and by love. Your beauty that you have is very unique and from above. Do you know when they insult you, they are insulting me? Because I am the one that created you. I am the one that brought you to be. When they throw stares at you and call you names, never feel embarrassed and never feel ashamed. The love that I have for you has always been here and will always remain. When they treat you unfair because of the color of your skin, know that I am your beginning and I am also your end. When they tell you to get to the back of the line, know that I am with you. I am the father of time. Those that finish first shall be last. All of your pain and sorrows shall soon come to pass. Daughters of Zion, humble yourselves and return to me. Come back to the one that created you to be. Daughters of Zion, hear the words that I say. Follow my commandments and never cease to pray. Know that I am with you every day in every way. So never worry and never have no fear, because the love that I have for you will always be clear. Daughters of Zion, never forget I am an everlasting friend. I am the Alpha and the Omega, your beginning and your end. Daughters of Zion.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
My queen. Wow. That piece right there. Wow. Yes. It was definitely a letter written from God to his daughters. That piece should remind them of their worth,
should remind them of their position, their importance in the reality of life itself.
Mm.
The strength they have, the power they wield, oh, my heaven, that piece here. And you know, I really appreciate that piece because so many of our queens have forgotten the place. They need a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And a piece like that is just enough to start the battle cry, to bring them queens back to where
mm-hmm.
they need to be, to assist us as men to be the kings we were destined to be. Because we can't be the kings mm-hmm. we're supposed to be without that queen. And so that piece, it was so powerful on so many levels. Hats off to you, Queen. Thank you so much for bringing that through.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Pure power, pure mm-hmm. power. And you spoke a lot of truth in that piece. It's a very inspiring piece. And I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I would ask one thing of you.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly after hearing that piece. Don't be a stranger. Can we hear more from you?
Absolutely.
That's what we need on here. This is what we're about. Oh, my, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. The inspiration factor. And if that did inspire, man, though. I don't know my name. So we need to hear more from you, young lady.
Oh,
God has God has some power in your. Thank you so much for coming through here, spending this time with us. Ooh. Uh-huh.
Thank you for allowing me to be on here. I really appreciate it.
We love you. I can speak for you in that case, can I not, Van?
You most certainly can.
He loves
it. Say that again.
All right, Queen. You know, wow, I don't know. If you would be so kind, could you post that in the event page?
I could try. I could do that.
That would be awesome. That piece there, I want to go back and dissect some more because that thing – that really wet my whistle. Okay. I need some more of that. Thank you so much, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to set
Thank
you in the
you.
Praise lounge. We're going to bring up
Thank
the
you.
Next
so
caller. But y'all heard her say she was coming back, right? So
I heard her. I heard her.
This is a legal document, you know, so we got you. God bless you, Queen. Thank you so much for coming through with that piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. That piece was phenomenal, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
There we go. Fine. Oh, man. Woo! Yeah, that was nice. Okay. Okay. All right. Who do we have next? Or was that the last caller?
That was the last caller.
Okay. Well, let me see. What time is it? Oh, my goodness. It's almost 11 o'clock, so I better not try a speed round because it might not work. What you think, Van?
Nah, with the way Blog Talk is acting, we may not get through it.
Yeah, I know, right?
We may just get cut off.
We be grateful for what we got and keep it moving, right?
Right.
All right. That being said, my brother, it's your turn up the bat. Could you give us a rundown of all the awesomeness that Epiphany has to offer throughout the week?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Pearl, La Negra, Essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. Open mic, y'all. Bring those pieces and second hour of the show is Pick Up Your Pen. Tuesday night is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is going to be the Love Zone with La Pearl, La Negra, and yours, I'm sorry, not yours truly, but with Ms. VIP. That was me last week. Thursday night, y'all, is going to be the Get Down with J. Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips, y'all. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for the Inspiration Factory with yours truly. And who's up first? Who's first with me on Sunday? Is it Danielle?
Danielle, I believe, yes.
All right. All right. Because Paul will be away, but the show will go on. So we will see you next Sunday.
Praise God.
Paul, back to you.
This is another example of how good God is. He still allows his platform to be available.
That's right.
I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all don't know our daddy. You better. But before we do anything else, we're going to pray the show. Oh, well, Van, do you have any final comments?
I do.
I think you might.
We had a fun-filled show of inspiration, uplifting praise and worship. But make no doubt about it, we serve the one true and living God, Jesus the Christ. And if you would like to know who he is and how you can become part of his elite family, you know, we're all God's children, but none can enter through the gates of heaven but through Christ. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the God who said it. So, but if you want to know him, Paul and myself will be happy to introduce you to him. We will be happy to show you not our words, but God's word, God's written word.
There you go.
So,
yes.
Back to you, Paul.
Thank you so much for that there. And, you know, that's not just something that's said lightheartedly. My brother, I know Van, means that from the depths of his soul, as do I. We're here for you. You just have to reach out and touch. Touch Facebook, whatever. On here. Holla. So we're going to pray the program to an end. And we're going to follow that with a little bit of music for your listening pleasure. But I thank everyone for calling in. I thank those that participated, those that listened, those that were sharing the presence of God with us. Thank you. So if you don't mind going to the throne with me. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to feel you, to sense you, to be with you, despite the efforts of the enemy to disrupt this platform. Father God, we thank you for that. Thank you for the lives that will be touched through your word, not because of us, because of you using us. I ask that you would empower each of the callers and listeners with what they need to continue to be vessels for your glory, Lord. I ask that you would put your hedge of protection around the Epiphany family, the callers, the listeners, Father God. Because as we go about your will, we will definitely run into things not so pleasant. And I just ask that you would protect us through that, prepare us for that, guide us through that in a way that is still pleasing to you, Lord. Use us, Father. We love you, Lord. I ask that you would continue to bless and protect every last one of these callers until I meet with them again on this platform. We love you, Lord. And it's to you that we give all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And it's in the mighty, precious name of Jesus the Christ that I pray.
Amen. Amen.
God, make me more. worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Watch me through and through. Just create.
Give you all the glory.
We give you.
are Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
We give you honor.